This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse joined the international climate talks in Scotland this morning and made a promise.
It is not a matter of if, but when we pass the Build Back Better Act. And as we fly back to the United States later this week, it will be with the intent to finish the job next week.
The bill has more than $500 billion for reducing emissions. The federal infrastructure bill sets aside more than $8 billion for water projects in the West, including infrastructure upgrades and money for environmental programs and rural water projects in Colorado. Zane Kessler with the Colorado River District says the aid comes at a critical time for the river.
Adapting to a hotter, drier future with less water means that we're going to need to update our infrastructure. We're going to need water infrastructure that works properly and efficiently and helps us do more with a dwindling resource.
Environmental groups are suing the U.S. Forest Service for protecting lynx in southwest Colorado. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
It's been more than 20 years since Colorado reintroduced lynx. A small population is now living in the state's southwest corner. But a coalition of environmental groups, including Defenders of Wildlife and Wild Earth Guardians, say a new federal land use plan opens up too much lynx habitat to logging. Their lawsuit asks a court to hit pause until those issues are resolved. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Snow is in the forecast for the Central Mountains tonight, mostly cloudy along the Front Range, and showers are expected on the western slope. This is CPR News.